So good morning to you. Hope you're not waking up to your ankles, knees or thighs in water, but unfortunately that is the situation in some parts of the world. It's been very bad, particularly in Newry. If you're mopping up, you can let us know what it's like in your town, village or indeed your home. Also, would you pass the driving theory test? We'll be talking about that. The game for Anto, do you have a ticket? And do you remember who shot J.R. Ewing? A little later, I'll be explaining why exactly I'm asking that question. But first of all, I want to check in on Newry. How bad was it in Newry last night? Those pictures, absolutely terrible. We'll speak to the relevant minister, Danny Kennedy, who knows Newry very well. It's his neck of the woods. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Must be on mornings like this morning that you pull your hair out to some extent. You're in the firing line on a number of levels. I heard, indeed, the Sinn Féin representative speaking on the news to Rita, Mickey Brady, a short time ago, saying it's down to you that your budgets aren't right.
Well, I'm Frank. I'm more interested, and my main focus is in addressing the current situation. I'm not impressed by people who are trying to make cheap political capital out of it, but that's up to them. Let me, at the outset, express my personal sympathy to all those who have been impacted upon the absolute misery of flooding, and indeed the very real threat of ongoing flooding. And I also want to pay tribute to everyone involved in trying to deal with this situation, both my own staff in Transport and NI Water, but also the other agencies, including Rivers Agency, the PSNI, the Fire Service, the local government employees, and indeed external contractors who have been deployed specifically to help and assist at this dreadful time.
If you had spent more money, could you have saved those streets in Newry from flooding last night?
Well, it is absolutely clear that this is not a matter of my budget or indeed welfare reform or indeed the cleaning of gullies. What has happened in Newry has been the result of low tides, limited discharge through storm systems in Newry for all water courses feeding into the Bridge Street area. And it has been compounded by the weather conditions and the high volume of rain that we've had of recent days. The high ground, the land, absolutely saturated. The water has to find an outlet. And in sheer volume, I think that's going to overwhelm any system.
Newry's not the only place affected, but your thoughts must be with people who are this morning mopping up yet again. And it just happens to be a couple of streets in Newry today, but we can almost predict where it's going to be next time round. And that's one of the predictable places that is very much in the spotlight this morning.
Well, I have to say, this must be a dreadful experience for anyone who has to face it. And my thoughts and definite sympathies are with those people. It's absolute misery. We are attempting to assist in every possible way that we can. We'll continue to do that. We have people on the ground, and we are trying to address the situation as we speak.
But are we doing enough? But are we doing enough? But you as a minister, the people responsible for Rivers, I think that's actually a different minister. I think that's Michelle O'Neill who's responsible for
that's
Rivers.
Right.
But are you both doing enough to ensure that the rivers don't overflow and the gullies are clean and the people who are continually suffering don't suffer in the future?
Well, we continue to on an ongoing basis, look at measures to alleviate flooding. But we have had weather conditions which are remarkable almost in themselves. There seems to be something happening to weather patterns that I can't explain. Perhaps you can. But, I mean, we had the driest September on record in living memory. We then go into October where there are aspects of times of periods of heavy rain, including flooding. Let's remember that too. And now in November, likewise. So something is happening. In terms of weather patterns, we continue to look and assess at that. We take the predictions from the Met Office. We take them very seriously. We address the wet spots that have been clearly identified over a period of time. And again, we take measures to try and alleviate. You can never properly eradicate, but at least you can try and alleviate flooding. Let me also say, and there is an issue here, in the aftermath of the June 2012 serious flooding, which impacted largely in areas of Belfast, Executive commissioned an urgent review of procedures as to how best and how better agencies and departments could work together. There was a recommendation came out of that that said that there should be one minister in one department responsible for that. Not quite a minister for flooding, but someone who would at least have the ability to deal with all of the agencies at one level. I supported that recommendation. Unfortunately, and I can only assume for political reasons, Mickey Brady's colleague, Sinn Féin Minister Michelle O'Neill, continues to refuse to accept those recommendations. And I think we would work better if it was under one department. I pay tribute, as I've done earlier, to Rivers Agency. They've been working well in conjunction with other agencies, including my own, and we'll continue to do that. But I think there are lessons still to be learned out of this.
Okay, Danny Kennedy, thank you very much for that. If we can get a hold of the Agriculture Minister, who's responsible for the Rivers, Michelle O'Neill, we will speak to her as well. I want to go locally to Newry and speak to a councillor on the ground, former mayor of the city, Charlie Casey. Charlie Casey, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Charlie. Charlie, you're with Sinn Féin. I don't want to get involved in a political discussion about this.
Well, it's hard not to when you listen to Danny there. It's hard not to, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, you can reply to Danny if you wish. But Michelle O'Neill, she's not here to speak. Maybe you do want to speak on her behalf. She has responsibility for the rivers, and the Clan Roy's part of the problem going through Newry.
Well, I think it's the smaller rivers that feed into the storm drain system are the problem, and the system can't cope. It's all right being reactive instead of being proactive in the run-up to weather patterns have changed, and we should be prepared for it. Now, I don't want to get into a head-to-head with Danny Kennedy. The fact is that Newry has suffered terribly over the last number of days. Right, the focus, quite rightly so, I suppose, is on Bridge Street, but I'm actually standing in Thomas Street, Theory Crescent, where you think someone has just transported Loch Ness, and it's just sitting here. Now, one of the DOE lorries is going round for a play them with sandbags door-to-door, but there are a number of properties with elderly people and people with disabilities have flooded completely, and I haven't seen anyone yet.
And just look down the street. For people who aren't familiar with Newry, you give us an idea there of how widespread it is, but just name the street and maybe a few landmarks and describe where you are and what you're looking at, Charlie.
Well, I mean, you're just 2 minutes walk from Bridge Street, where the focus is at the moment. These are streets that lead off from Bridge Street to where Domley Street, Thomas Street, Cleary Crescent. And the people are standing at the doors. The doors are all sandbagged, and it's a fair play to the team who are around. But some of the properties at the bottom of the street, the water is continuously flooding in there as I speak, as I stand here. And there are properties flooded, pensioners, people with disabilities waiting to be evacuated, and nothing has happened as yet. Now, that is causing me some concern.
Now, you would be concerned if you were a Newry resident in that area, because we have the canal, you have the river coming in, you have the dock there. It's very much your control, the Irish for Newry, the yew tree on the strand would certainly suggest that it would be in an area where there would be flooding. Is enough being done collectively by all the representatives, whether it be at council level, assembly level, ministerial level, to ensure that places like Newry or the hotspots in Belfast or elsewhere across the country aren't prone to flooding? Are all of you guys doing enough as opposed to squabbling with each other?
Well, I have a good sympathy for people who are flooded in other parts of the six counties at the moment, but I'm speaking solely for the Newry people, the people who elect me to where I am today. Now, whether it's the canal or the Clan Roy River runs to the sea. It can flood, its levels can raise. The Newry River, we can actually open the gates at Victoria Locks to ease that particular problem. The problem is the little rivers that weren't culverted properly, that run into the storm drain system, and the system becomes, as Danny quite rightly said, overloaded. And lack of proper maintenance on those systems, we see the result of it here now, where manhole covers are blown off, you know, by the sheer force of water on the main Dublin Road, which is half a mile away from Newry Canal.
So some of the flooding at the minute isn't very far from the two main shopping centres there?
Well, Keys and Buttercrane are having their problems at the moment. The main problem, as we speak, is the system, the storm drain system at the entrance to the Keys, the Bridge Street entrance to the Keys, where water is pouring out in hundreds and thousands of gallons at the moment. one wonders where it's all coming from. But actually, it's the rivers, had the small rivers have overloaded the system, and the only place it can go is up, and it's on the streets as we speak.
And how many agency representatives are there? Northern Ireland Water Department?
Yeah, I can't fault the PSNI, I can't fault the local DOE, I can't fault Rivers Agency who have been on site. Our local firefighters have been out all night. Now, it did clear up, as you know, quite rightly, so there wasn't a cut for water in Bridge Street, but the rain came back, the strong winds came back, which may well have had an effect on it as well, I don't know. But I get calls just to my house this morning at 10 minutes to 6, people pleading for sandbags at 10 to 6 again this morning. So I'm actually here on site from about that time, and it hasn't eased in Thomas Street or Bridge Street at the moment.
How many houses have been affected, have actually had water on their ground floor?
Well, where I'm standing at the northern end of Thomas Street here. The water is receding slightly, but the bottom end of that, where Cleary Crescent, where the flats are, where all those people that I mentioned earlier, people with OAPs, people with disabilities, there's at least 8 or 9 properties have been flooded, ground floor properties have been flooded.
Now, the Mark H. Durkin, the relevant minister who's handing out the compensation, he's triggered the emergency payments. Is there a quick way that you can, at a local level, get the money to these people who would need a help at the moment?
Well, I mean, I spoke to Ian Sands, who would be our emergency team coordinator. Now, if anybody from that particular department wants to speak to Ian Sands, they're having an emergency team meeting this morning in Greenbank, which is flooded also. Greenbank is flooded also, I have to say.
That's the industrial estate area.
That's the industrial estate. It's flooded as well. He says they're having a team meeting. If somebody wants to contact him and let him know how easy that money can be allocated to people who really need it now, and gratefully it helps people who live in residential homes and that, but there are some businesses and it doesn't apply to them, which is slightly disconcerting as well when there are small businesses, especially in Bridge Street, that you know have suffered the same consequence.
And just locally, what's Mr. Sands' role in all of this?
Ian Sands is our emergency team coordinator from Newry Moore District Council.
Okay. Charlie, thanks for bringing us up to date.